There was a wide pink roll of fat under his neck, and the fat bulged out in the gaps between the bottom of his overalls and the top of his socks. He was wearing a woolen hat pulled down tight. He took a packet of tobacco out of his pocket, and he made a cigarette without taking his eyes off us girls. He had not shaved, and his nose was swollen and red. His eyes were red, too. He lit his cigarette and blew out the smoke and spat on the ground. When he spoke, his fat wobbled.
"You escaped, have you, my children?"
The tractor driver laughed.
"Don't mind small Albert," he said.
We girls looked at the ground. Me and Yvette, we were in front, and the girl with the yellow sari and the girl with no name stood behind us. The girl with no name, she whispered in my ear. "Please, let us turn around and go. These people will not help us, can't you see?" "They cannot hurt us. We are in England now. It is not like it was where we came from."
"Please, let's just go."
I watched her hopping from one foot to the other foot in her Dunlop green flash trainers. I did not know whether to run or to stay.
"But have you," said the tall fat man, "escaped?"
I shook my head. "No, mister, we have been released. We are official refugees."
"You got proof of that, I suppose?"
"Our papers are held by our caseworkers," said the girl with no name. The tall fat man looked all around us. He looked up and down the road. He stretched up to look over the hedge into the next field.
"I don't see no caseworkers," he said.
"Call them if you do not believe us," said the girl with no name. "Call the Border and Immigration Agency. Tell them to check their files. They will tell you we are legal." She looked in her plastic bag full of documents until she found the paper she wanted. "Here," she said. "The number is here. Call it, and you will see."
"No, please, don't do that," said Yvette.
The girl with no name stared at her.
"What is the problem?" she said.
"They released us, didn't they?" Yvette gripped her hands together.